welcome to a new episode of Her and Her And. My name is Mary, and I'm a big lesbian living in Orange County. When I say big lesbian, I don't mean like my stature, I just mean my sexuality. And with that being said, this podcast is rated PG-13 to R, and anything I say on this podcast does not reflect the lovely institution I attend, Chapman University. With me today is a new usual, well, not a new usual guest. You've been here a couple of times. Alyssa, say hi.
Hey, everyone.
And Alyssa, you're still seeing the girl you talked about on the last episode.
I am. I really, really like her, and I don't know how to tell her.
Then you should just tell her.
I mean, I told her that I liked her. She said that she liked me, but I'm trying to get to that point where I'm like, let's establish what this is, but I don't know how to go about
that. It's like, I think it's like a say anything lyric, like, we should make a verbal agreement to only kiss each other.
That's really cute.
Maybe just shoot her that text.
Well, because every time I tell someone that I like them, they're either like, I don't like you, or they disappear, or it doesn't go very well.
I mean, classic. Yeah. I mean, the first time I got ghosted was so jarring. It was like, why can't we just, like, be friends? I don't understand why you're just disappearing.
Yeah, if it ends, can we be friends? Like that Justin Bieber song.
Oh, yeah. Wow. A lot of the great musical hits out here.
Top 100.
So, you saw her recently, right?
Saturday, yeah.
So, tell me about what happened Saturday.
So, Saturday, she was working from, like, 4 to 10. She works at a pho restaurant in Culver City. It's called Forage.
So, is it pho or pho?
I think it's pho, but okay. The place is called Forage or Forage.
That's confusing.
It's really confusing. Like me. She works there, and so she got off at 10:30, and she didn't know that I was going to come by with all of my drunk friends, and so I just decided to stop by unannounced, and I've done that twice now, but it hasn't gone badly. She always seems pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's so cute. Surprising bae at work.
At work. And so we pull up, and I'm just like, I'm kidnapping you. But before I got to say that, all my other friends ran out of the car. So the three friends I brought are Michelle, she's my best friend, she's gay, Jason, he's my guy best friend, he is also gay, and James, who's my other very close friend, he's not gay, but he's blind, so we all got a little something going for us. And so Michelle runs out of the car and like tackles Honor, and Honor's like smoking outside with her boss, so that was really awkward. And then like all my friends get out, and we all very much smell like tequila. And we took her to West Hollywood, but the problem is she's 20. Like, she literally just turned 20 last Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she was having like a, like, she was scared to go into any of the bars with her fake.
I was always too afraid to use a fake.
I was too, because I do look 17. I still look 17. But at one point, I don't know, she's kind of being weird because I had my hands in my pocket because it was a little chilly. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know what you're doing. And I'm like, what? And
what?
She's like, you know, you have all the power. I'm like, what do you mean? And she like takes my hand out of my pocket to hold it. And I'm just like, what does this mean?
Oh my goodness. I hate when people say that. It's like, no one holds any power. Mm-hmm. It takes two.
Yeah.
It's like, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
One time, and I'm friends with this girl now, so I'm not going to say names. But this girl, I was being kind of shady. I was being really shady in Portland. And I, like,
oh, Portland. Yeah,
Portland's a really fun playground if you're gay. If you're gay and listening and you haven't gone to Portland yet, go. Because everyone's gay to the point where it's, like, not exciting to see, like, other gay
norm.
People.
Yeah,
it's, like, normal. It's like, oh, you're not gay? Weird.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'd went on a date with her, and then I flew back because I'd originally flown to Portland for another girl. Yeah, that's when I went insane and dyed my hair blue and flew away and stopped talking to you.
Okay,
it's all
yeah.
good. It's all good.
We're good now.
Yeah, we're great pals. I'm not a weird, horrible person.
She's blonde again. You guys can't see. But
when I'm blonde, I like usually things are pretty good. Steady in my brain, and then I like. Then when you know like something's happened when I dye my hair color again. But anyway, meet this girl at the bar. But I invited, like, so many other girls with me, because that's, like, my classic thing when
signature.
I'm single. It's so good I'm not single anymore, like, God. And she's just like, you know what you're doing, like, don't fall for me, but if you do, be careful. Don't fall for me, babe, I'll only disappoint you. And I was like, what the hell? So I just, like, went and, like, danced with the girl I originally, like, brought and, like, made out with her a ton. We had a great time. And then the next day she texted me and was like, sorry, I acted so weird. Oh, yeah, because the best part was she came up to me And she pretended to shoot me dead and, like, had this, yeah, it was really jarring. And especially for Portland, because in Portland, like, everyone's so nice to each other. And, like, they had, like, this kumbaya stuff going on. And she was like, 3, 2, 1, you canceled, you're over. And I was like, this is really triggering right now. Like,
literally triggering.
Like, literally triggering. But she's really cool. I really like her now, so.
So y'all are friends.
Y'all are friends. That's how, like, luckily that's how I get with all of the past ladies. So tell me more about Honor. You surprised her at work, and then what happened?
She's just so, like, mysterious about what she wants and her intentions. Like, some days she'll act like she's really about me, and other days, not so much. I mean, she's always like, oh, you know, like, sometimes when you get close to people, you act like you don't really care because you're afraid of losing them. Or like, oh, sometimes you just hold on to things because you don't want them to end. And I'm just like, what does this mean? Is this about you?
Why are you so cryptic?
Is this about me?
And I hate when people, like, talk at you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm saying this really vague statement.
Just so at me, you know?
So then you can think about it. What's her zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
I mean, I always, like, get really connected and really close to Sagittarius. It's really fast. But there's one that literally, like, won't talk to me.
Good.
And it's because I did one thing wrong. I don't even know what I did wrong.
Yeah, but you guys, Cancers and Sagittariuses aren't compatible, I don't think, are they?
I don't think we're compatible, but I have, like, so many Sagittarius friends that were cool. And, like, we vibe with each other, but she just won't talk to me. And I don't know why. I mean, I kind of know why. Like, okay, Colleen, if you're listening to this, I just call her all the time since she won't talk to me. Like, any night I would stay up really late at night, I would call her and sing her name to the tone of, like, the tune of Jolene. I'd be like, Colleen, 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 Colleen. And she just still won't talk to me.
Oh, so that's not great. Well, yeah. Sagittariuses and Aquariuses are supposed to, like, have a very high compatibility rate. I looked it up.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aquariuses. My ex-girlfriend was an Aquarius, and my roommate's an Aquarius. It seems like Aquariuses, like,
gravitate towards you.
Yeah, and no offense to you. You guys always have a problem.
We do have problems.
Yeah, like, well, just, everything's fine.
Yeah. You know what's bad, though? Side note, like, Honor's the first thing that I think about when I wake up, and the last thing I think about when I go to bed.
That is so sweet.
And I hate that, because, like, I'm like, wow, this is some pussy shit.
No, I think it's very sweet. It's not some pussy shit.
Like, all I want is to have, like, cute holiday Instagrams, and, like, when I see you in pajamas with your girlfriend, yeah. I get so jealous, because I'm like, I want that, but I don't know if she wants that.
My girlfriend Aubrey and I have matching pajamas for my apartment and for her apartment, and they're holiday themed, and if I was an outsider looking in, I'd be like, I hate them, this is too much, but they're really cozy, and it's really convenient when you're sleeping over at your girlfriend's house, I have just a set of pajamas there for you.
Christ.
So then there's no, like, question of, like, well, what t-shirt am I going to wear? Or, like, do I bring a t-shirt because I know I'm going to sleep over?
Always wear hers.
Always just wear hers.
And then steal it and don't give it back for eternity.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I've lost a couple shirts that way.
Is that what people do to you?
Yeah. I'm like, you don't fit. I'm extra small, but fine. Fucking take it.
Yeah, I have a lot of bras, and it's not even in a sexual way. Like, people just leave bras at my house.
I still have a lot. I have a lot of swimsuits, because people come over and swim a lot.
Yeah, because you have a really good pool.
Yeah, I still have your swimsuit.
Oh, really?
The black one piece.
Oh, that one's so cute. I know what that was.
I will bring it back. I keep forgetting every time I come over.
Okay, yay. We're all just, like, go, because you have, like, 62 hot tubs at your place.
Yeah, it's pretty
lit. And that's so fun. But back to, like, anyone that invites me over that says they have a hot tub, I just assume they're a murderer. But I guess, like, between you and Aubrey, like, if you have a hot tub, you might be a good person.
Could be cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be a good time. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week, because Alyssa more than likely will be back.